RNZ News at 6. Atamaria, good morning. I'm Nicola Wright. House prices are falling at the fastest rate in more than a decade. CoreLogic's house price index fell 0.9% last month as the downturn in the property market became further entrenched. The drop of 2.5% for the past 3 months was the largest quarterly fall since October 2008. CoreLogic head of research Nick Goodall says prices fell in each of the six main centres. The US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan, triggering an immediate and angry response from China. The Chinese military says it will launch what it calls targeted military operations in response. These are joint air and sea drills, long-range live firing in the Taiwan Strait, and missile test launches in the sea east of Taiwan. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell assesses the Chinese reaction.
I know there have been visits in the past from speakers, but it's a long time ago. Xi Jinping is now in power here. The administration here has really been talking up its intention to one day grab Taiwan back, even using military force if it's necessary. And to have such a senior figure from the US arrive in Taiwan, well, they see it as a bit of a slap in the face.
Taiwan says its military is on heightened alert. A controversial Christchurch church accused of being toxic and extreme is facing further accusations. Former members have told RNZ they felt traumatised and pressured by the celebration centre's deliverance rituals, similar to exorcisms. A former member of the church's leadership, Russell Kirkpatrick, told RNZ deliverance disturbed people and he deeply regrets his involvement.
Their lives basically are f***ed up by this kind of teaching. And I'm incredibly sorry that I wasn't together enough myself to be able to give people a hand.
Russell Kirkpatrick left the church more than 25 years ago. Celebration has not responded to RNZ's requests for comment. A resident whose community had to relocate after landslides and flooding is begging the government to learn from their mistakes. A mass of debris destroyed dozens of homes in Matata in the Bay of Plenty in 2005, forcing a managed retreat. The mass buyout took nearly two decades and cost millions. The government will today release a plan on how to react in similar situations in the future as part of its strategy for dealing with the effects of climate change. Resident Grant Wilkins says the managed retreat process in Matata was difficult for locals and the government must be more transparent and honest with communities.
Work with them, support them, don't put things in place where basically you can shaft them. It's as blunt as I can put it, to be fair.
The National Adaptation Plan is to be released later this morning. Unemployment is expected to hit a record low as wages rise at the fastest rate in more than a decade, in official numbers due out today. Economists are picking the jobless rate to fall to 3%, and some are picking it could be lower. Businesses say finding suitably skilled staff is one of their major concerns, and that's forced them to pay more to keep their own workers or poach them from elsewhere. They say in the absence of an influx of migrant workers, that situation could last for some time. A tourism business says the government should be doing more to encourage young people from overseas to spend a working holiday in Aotearoa. Immigration New Zealand approved close to 17,000 working holiday visas between mid-March and mid-July. More than 2,000 of those people have arrived in the country. EcoZip Adventures co-founder Gavin Oliver says more needs to be done to attract workers.
There's a role to be played here by government, by getting out internationally and talking to these people and perhaps looking at some of the initiatives that are being undertaken by other governments to encourage these youngsters to consider New Zealand as their working holiday destination. I don't think we can simply sit back and trust that New Zealand has sufficient magnetism that these people will come.
Gavin Oliver says he's concerned about the consequences of not having enough staff. A company that uses facial recognition to check people's criminal histories says it's connected to government databases. But the Justice Ministry says there is no direct connection and it's following up the claim with the company. In the UK, a man allegedly found with a crossbow in the grounds of Windsor Castle on Christmas Day has been charged under the Treason Act. Jaswant Singh Child, who's 20, is also charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. The police say he was stopped within moments of entering the grounds of the castle, but did not enter any buildings. The Queen was staying at Windsor for Christmas rather than spending it as usual on her Sandringham estate in Norfolk. In sport, the Lawn Bowlers won New Zealand's solitary medal at the Commonwealth Games overnight. The women's four took bronze. Val Smith, Selena Goddard, Nicole Toomey and Taylor Bruce beat Fiji 17-6. Paul Cole won his squash semi-final to advance to the gold medal match in Birmingham. However, defending champion Joelle King was beaten in her semi and will play off for bronze. In athletics, Maddie Wesche is through to the women's shot put final, while sprinter Zoe Hobbs advanced to the 100 metres semi-finals. The Tall Ferns missed out on a medal after being beaten 15-13 by Australia in their bronze medal match, while the Black Sticks women fell to a 1-0 defeat to Australia in their pool game. Reigning silver medalist mountain biker Anton Cooper has tested positive for COVID and has withdrawn from competition in Birmingham. And elsewhere, LIV golf boss Greg Norman says Tiger Woods turned down about $1 billion to join the Saudi-backed series. That's the news.
It's time. Time to get your shed-dried firewood sorted. It's time. Shed-dry gum, pine, old man, Mac. It's time. Coastal Landscape Supplies, Waikanae, can also deliver. It's time. They also have sacks of kindling and pine cones in store too. It's time. Call today or check them out online. It's time. Coastal Landscape Supplies, Waikanae. Shed-dry firewood available now. It's time.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morning, a good morning and welcome to this windy Wednesday. Wednesday the 3rd of August at 7 past 6. Warm, wet and windy. To be fair, there's still a wind warning in operation for Wellington, not specifically for Kapiti and Hauriwhenua. Wellington and Wairarapa and the Tararua district also. It's still in force until 9 this morning if you're heading towards Wellington and Wairarapa. Beware. Otherwise, the forecast for Hauriwhenua and Kapiti today is for morning rain and then becoming fine this afternoon. Fresh northwesterlies will ease. Today, another mild one, basically 15 in the region, which is what we had yesterday, 9 overnight. Tomorrow, just cloudy at times, northwesterlies 15, cloudy and strong nor'westers and 15 on Friday. The weekend could be a bit wet at this stage, rain and showers for Saturday and Sunday, northwesterly Saturday, southeasterly Sunday, but mild, 16 in the weekend. Morning rain for Wellington, briefly heavy, then fine. Northwesterlies gale in exposed places this morning, gusting 120k early. They haven't been far from that in the last half hour. 15 for Wellington, also 15 in Manawatu today. Showers from late morning, clearing to fine this afternoon. Northwesterlies fresh this afternoon. Out to sea today, again, gale warnings for our inshore waters and for Cook Strait. The situation, a weakening front moves on to the North Island while a ridge builds over the South Island today. A front brushes the lower South Island Thursday, followed by strong northerlies ahead of the next front, which moves up the South Island on Friday, then over the lower North Island on Saturday. Our local forecast, Kapiti Recreational Area for the inshore waters from Waitereere to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Northwest winds 25 knots, gusting 35, easing to 20 late morning, then to westerly 15 knots early afternoon. Westerly easing to 10 knots this evening, rough sea easing late morning. Poor visibility in a period of morning rain, and then a possible shower or two. Northwest swell 2 metres easing to 1 today. Tomorrow on the water, northwest 10 knots easing to variable 5 in the evening. Cloudy at times, northwest swell of 1 metre easing to 0.5 metre. Next tide on the coast in about an hour is low tide. About an hour's time, just after 7:05. Then the high tide at 1:10 this afternoon. Sunrise will be 7:25. Sunset 5:28. Early this evening, some scattered showers around in places this morning, and a fairly fresh northerly here, 38 to 60 kilometres per hour. Pressure at 1,019, 86% humidity. It's a mild morning with the wind. 13 in Pukerua Bay, 14 for Paikakariki, 14 Otaki. Breezy in Levin, 13.5, 12 degrees Foxton and Shannon, and 11.5 in Palmerston North. Now, Wellington City, a few sprinkles of rain and showers. The Nor'west, it's been gusting 100 kilometres per hour in the last half hour. According to Met Service, 12.5 in Wellington City, Waikanae's 13.5, and Poroporomu also 13.5 degrees.
I'm gonna get in my car. Oh,
fairly breezy. The further south you go, the windier it gets into Wellington, so take care. But all roads essentially are open. If you're heading south, just breezy on Transmission Gully State Highway 1. Blustier and busier conditions. So starting to build up traffic-wise. The roads are a bit damp and wet too, so just take care through the region, through the area. And I got every red light coming northbound this morning from Raumati through Poraporamu and so on. Just how it was. So just take care. Continuing roadworks around Waikanae Town Centre. And they've almost finished around the Poraporamu areas. Good news, all other roads are open. Desert Road is open. There's a message that suggests the Desert Road's going to be closed later this week for urgent repairs. Tomorrow and Friday, between 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening. Fix all the potholes and other bits and pieces that need doing, and you might have to detour around National Park tomorrow and Friday for the Desert Road. But apart from that, all other highways open. Train services, just spoke with Hamish, and he said everything's running to time on the Kapiti line this morning, which is good news. Metlink services are good, but blustery, but they're all right. Yeah, the Capital Connection is fine. Got another message from the Capital Connection that this morning's 6:15 service will have, again, no wheelchair access due to an ongoing fault with the luggage van. They say they apologise for the inconvenience. So no wheelchair access again on the Capital Connection this morning, but it will be on time. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport tells us here Chatham's will depart at 5 to 7. Heard that coming. It was fairly low last night over my house. Now, Wellington Airport, the international flights must have come in a bit late, or maybe they only came in this morning because both flights have been delayed substantially. The Melbourne flight, the 6 o'clock flight to Melbourne, is now not departing until 10 past 10. This morning, and the Sydney flight, the 6:30 flight, is departing also late at 7:30, but the domestic services are on time, and the ferries, the ones that are sailing to schedule. So there's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. It is Wednesday, it's the 3rd of August, a few sprinkles of rain, and a bit windy, 12 past 6. Here's the latest in world news now from DW.
This is DW News, live from Berlin. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrives in Taiwan to fight threats from China. Pelosi says the visit honors America's unwavering commitment to Taiwan's democracy. Beijing fires back, calling the trip extremely dangerous and vowing to stage military exercises in response. Also coming up on the show, Russia labels Ukraine's Azov regiment a terrorist organization. The court in Moscow rules far-right fighters can face harsh sentences. Many are in Russian prisons waiting to hear their fates. And the U.S. declares the death of the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. It says Al-Qaeda head Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan after years in hiding. Hello, I'm Claire Richardson. Thanks so much for joining us. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has landed in Taiwan after weeks of speculation over whether she would visit the island. Beijing has called the move a major political provocation and says it will launch targeted military operations in response. Pelosi says the visit reflects America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. So let's dive right into this. I'm joined in the studio by DW's chief international editor, Richard Walker. And in Taipei, we have Cao Tsung Han, DW correspondent, covering this story for us. So I want to begin with you. Can you give us an update with the latest from Taipei on this visit?
As you have mentioned, shortly after Nancy Pelosi landed, she issued a press release through her office announcing her visit to Taiwan. She also said the visit to Taiwan is in keeping with the United States' commitment to support Taiwan's democracy. Pelosi now has safely arrived at the hotel. Outside the hotel, hundreds of people were shouting welcome to Taiwan, to her, holding different welcoming signs. But there were also small clashes between the Taiwan independence supporters and people who support unification with China. And on Taipei 101, we can see lighting of the words Taiwan and the U.S. and the red heart between them. The atmosphere is rather calm and peaceful.
Okay, very warm reception in that case. But Richard, this trip has been so controversial. What do we know about Pelosi's motives to go to Taiwan now, of all times?
Yeah, well, as we just heard there, so Pelosi has released a statement. She's also released an opinion piece in the Washington Post sort of framing the reasoning behind her visit. And she's framing it very much in this kind of, yeah, supporting democracy and as part of what she frames as a kind of the world facing a choice between autocracy and democracy. So very much kind of putting this visit in that context of, for example, what's happening in Ukraine, of course, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Also, you know, what she is framing as a struggling democracy being invaded by an aggressor, and very much framing her visit to Taiwan in that context. And that is not going to sit at all well with the Chinese, of course, who will see this as an intrusion in their system. And also they will see support for Taiwanese democracy as code for effectively de facto support for Taiwanese independence, which is the reddest and ultimate red line for the Chinese.
So I want to get back over to you and ask, despite the controversy, what is on the actual agenda for Pelosi's visit?
Tomorrow morning, Nancy Pelosi will go to the Taiwanese parliament, the Legislative Yuan, to meet the legislators. And afterwards, she will meet Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, who will host her at a state banquet at noon. Then she will visit the White Terrace Memorial Park, where housed military courts and detention center for political dissidents during the White Terrace period. And she's scheduled to leave Taiwan on a special flight in the afternoon of August the 3rd.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Richard, what kind of reaction are we expecting to see from Beijing?
Well, we've also seen statements coming out, very extensive statement coming out of the foreign ministry of Beijing, saying that it wants to see the Americans kind of stepping back from what it sees as escalatory actions. And we've also had the PLA, the Chinese military, announcing that it is going to be launching operations, what it calls joint military operations around Taiwan, to the northern, the southwestern and southeastern regions of Taiwan Island. So this announcement has come through already. There are comparisons being made to the last kind of military operations on this scale that the Chinese launched back in the 1990s. So certainly, military steps being taken, but we'll obviously digest in the next few days to what extent these pose a risk to the stability in the region or whether they manage to remain contained and avoid any escalation risk with the Americans, for instance.
Thank you so much for that. It was Richard Walker, our chief international editor here in the studio, and Tso Tsung Han, correspondent in Taiwan. Thank you so much, both of you. To some other news now, and Russia's Supreme Court has ruled that Ukraine's Azov Regiment is a terrorist organization. Now, the decision may mean harsh sentences for fighters who are being held as prisoners of war. The Azov Regiment is a Ukrainian military unit with a far-right and nationalist background. It was the focus of Russia's claims about fascist elements in Ukraine. Many fought in the months-long siege at a steel plant in Mariupol. Now, Russian-backed separatists are calling for them to be executed.
This was the Azov Steelworks earlier this year. Inside, thousands of fighters from the so-called Azov Regiment. From within the tunnels under the steel plant, the regiment's leaders sent out video messages.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy outnumbers us 10-1.
They didn't last much longer. Ordered to surrender by the government in Kyiv, the steel plant's defenders were taken prisoner. Russian officials called them Nazis. The group does have a far-right history. It was founded in 2014 as a volunteer militia to fight pro-Russian separatists in the Donbass region. Current members have rejected being called nationalists or radicals. However, they say they're patriots. Russian media also said the group mistreated civilians in Mariupol, but without evidence. Videos showed fighters helping civilians evacuate in the days before the surrender. Since then, the captured fighters have become pawns in the game, potential assets in an eventual swap or ceasefire negotiations, as the war grinds on without them.
DW correspondent Birgitta Schulke has reaction from Kyiv to the news that Russia has designated Azov fighters as terrorists.
We've just spoken to relatives of these other fighters, and they told us they are deeply shocked. And the only thing they want to say openly is that Russia is a terrorist state. So this message comes to shock to many Ukrainians, because for them, the Azov fighters are heroes, because they have been defending the city of Mariupol for months. And even after they surrendered, for many of them here, they, as I said, they are heroes. And the people here we spoke to today, they are really furious, because this news only comes days after a detention center in Russian-held Olenivka was shelled, an attack on a detention center where Azov fighters were detained. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for having being responsible for that attack, but satellite imagery and other evidence seems to support the claim of Ukraine that it was Russia who is responsible for that attack. And over the past days, we have been seeing a lot of protests here in the streets. And also President Zelensky has asked the international community to recognize Russia as a terrorist state.
So, Brigitte, do we know what this decision will mean for those Azov fighters who are being held in Russia?
When the round about 2,500 fighters surrendered to the Russians, they were registered by the Red Cross as so-called prisoners of war. And that would mean under the Geneva Convention that they are not, that it's not allowed to charge them only for fighting in that war. But this changes. If they are recognized a terrorist organization, then they could face big charges. And even in the Donbas Republic, officials have said they could even get the death sentence. So this is a really hard situation also for the relatives. But I just spoke to a lawyer here in Ukraine, and he said it might be only like political game by Russia to like raise the, so to say, value of the prisoners in this, in a possible prisoner swap or in negotiations for a peace agreement. So the relatives are, they don't know what to think here, if it's just like, if they are just pawns or if it's a really threat. But many here are very worried, because many have relatives or friends in the army, and when they might get prisoners of war, they're fearing this pattern of Russian we have been seeing over the past months to criminalize the prisoners of war.
Okay, Brigitte Scholka in Kiev, thank you so much for your reporting. We can turn now to another important development in the war. And grain shipments from Ukraine have restarted under a United Nations deal to end Russia's blockade. Exports of wheat, corn, and other commodities were halted at the start of the war in February, causing a global food shortage. Well, the United States says it has killed the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, in a drone strike in Afghanistan. He was one of the founders of the terrorist group and was in hiding for more than a decade. The CIA targeted the man they believe was central to the 9/11 attacks.
Drip, 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 drip.
No one likes a dripping tap, dripping gutters, but what if that leak is a little closer to home? Many more men and women experience bladder leakage or incontinence than you'd imagine. Don't let it hold you back. Dry Sleeper in Mahara Place, Wyke, and I have a range of products for all ages, including lovely, soft, absorbent cotton, washable and therefore eco-friendly nighttime underwear. Feel good knowing that this product will hold up to 350 mils of fluid over a four-hour period. Regain confidence, take control, and know that you aren't placing extra burden on our landfills. Call Dry Sleeper on 0800 374 753 or pop into the shop in Mahara Place, Waikanae, and see Karen during weekday business hours. That's Dry Sleeper, phone 0800 374 753.
Time is 24 past 6. This is Coast Access Radio. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of August. More news from PMN News coming at 6:30. We'll check weather for the central region, the main centre forecasts. In today's Dominion Post, a thick paper today. Why is that? We'll find out around 20 to 7 just after. And the new email has arrived from the Kapiti Coast District Council, the Everything Kapiti email. So we'll check the headlines in that after 7. Reminder too, the Waikanae Library is open for business, but there's no service centre. The Waikanae Library, the service centre remains closed until next Monday if you need that service. 25 past 6, if you're going running today, make sure you have a tailwind, particularly if you're running up the hill today. The wind's fairly strong, but likely to die down in the next 2-3 hours or so. You get it? Wind warning in operation for Wellington and Wairarapa the next couple of hours. In the meantime, it's Kate Bush. Plenty of wind in her sails again. This song, number one again, running up that hill. Sing, Kate.
Holy cord, I make a deal with God, and I get him to Unemployment is expected to hit a record low as wage rises at the fastest rate in more than a decade. Economists are picking the jobless rate edging down to 3% from 3.2%, although some are picking as low as 2.8%. Businesses say finding suitability skilled staff is one of their major concerns, and that's forced them to pay more to hold their own workers or poach them from elsewhere. The Cook Islands Party has secured a comfortable lead in the Cook Islands general election, winning 10 seats. Party leader and incumbent Prime Minister Mark Brown retains his seat for Takuwene Tutakimua. Newly formed Cook Islands United Party, led by former Deputy Prime Minister Tiriki Heather, has secured 5 seats. One of the party's key triumphs is former Silver Fern Margaret Muttinger edging out incumbent MP Selina Napa Futiti Kaweka. Democratic Party, led by Tina Brown, has 6 seats, and electoral authorities will finalise all counts today. And senior Te Papa curator and well-known author Sean Mallon is thrilled that Samoa's Savalalo Market will be rebuilt in Apia. He was devastated when the iconic marketplace was destroyed by fire in 2016. The market was the heart of Apia's community and economic life, as well as being a major tourist attraction. New Zealand is providing $12 million towards rebuilding the marketplace on Apia's waterfront.
Savalalo Markets was always a good place to stop and get something to eat and to meet people. But also I collected some measena, some taonga, some objects for the museum from the markets, because it was such a productive place where you'd see the best of what was being made by craftspeople and other small businesses and traders in Samoa.
And just over 1.3 million people have received the first cost of living payment, more than 800,000 fewer than expected. When announcing the $350 payment, the government said it would go to 2.1 million New Zealand tax residents who earn up to $70,000. But Revenue Minister David Parker says that number will receive the payment. The Freedom and Rights Coalition has been warned that it could face action if it goes ahead with an event at the Auckland Domain this weekend. The group, which is associated with Destiny Church's Brian Tamaki, has a rally planned on Saturday, 2 weeks after a similar one spilled onto the city's southern motorway, blocking traffic. This weekend's event is set to include live music, food trucks and farmers market, all things Auckland Council say need a permit to operate. Into the Commonwealth Games, New Zealand squash player Joel King has been beaten 3-1 in the semi-finals of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, knocked out by Canadian Holly Norton. King, the defending champion and ranked 5th in the world, won the first set 11-7, but world number 20 Norton was unstoppable, taking the next 3 sets 11-3, 11-8, 11-1. King will now play off for the bronze medal. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.
Do you have a couple of hours a week, a fortnight, or even a month to give back to our community? The Cancer Society's Kapiti Support Centre is desperately seeking some green-fingered volunteers. They have a beautiful garden that is a sanctuary for patients, volunteers and staff, but they need to maintain it. Now that we're at traffic light orange, they need some more volunteers to help fill the garden roster. If you enjoy being outside, then this may be the opportunity for you. Maybe you have some cuttings or plants you'd like to donate. Maybe you like pruning. Maybe you even like weeding. Maybe growing veggies for the community is something you'd like to support. Any questions, call Mandy on 2988514 or pop in and see them at 27 Kapiti Road.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, Wednesday. It is 26 to 7, a bit breezy in places. Hauruwhenua Kapiti forecast today, morning rain and then becoming fine essentially this afternoon. Fresh northwesterlies will ease, aiming for 15 as a high, which is what we had yesterday, 9 overnight tonight. Thursday, tomorrow, cloudy at times, nor'west is 15, Friday, cloudy, strong nor'westers, 15. And the weekend, rain and showers. Northwesterly Saturday, southeasterly Sunday. Highs around 16 for the weekend. Into Wellington, morning rain, briefly heavy, then fine. Northwesterlies gale in exposed places this morning, gusting 120k. They've been close to that this morning. 15 the high in town, and also 15 expected for Palmerston North. Showers from late morning, clearing to fine this afternoon. Northwesterlies fresh this afternoon. Central region New Zealand today in Whanganui, cloudy with a few showers, turning to rain for a while this morning, then clearing in the evening. Northwesterly strong and exposed places easing. 17 in Whanganui today. New Plymouth, Taranaki, a few showers turning to rain for a while during the day. Northwesterly strong this morning, dying out in the afternoon. 16. Masterton and Wairarapa today, a period of morning rain, then fine. Northwesterlies gale in exposed places, gusting 100k, easing. 16. For Hawke's Bay today, mainly fine with high cloud. The chance of an afternoon shower, northwesterly strong in exposed places, easing later. 18. Blenheim and Marlborough today also going for 18. Rain clearing early morning and then becoming fine. Northwesterlies, severe gale at first, then easing. Auckland today, partly cloudy, a possible afternoon shower, northerlies dying out. 17. Fine day in Christchurch, strong nor'westers easing this morning, and then dying out. 17. And fine with evening high cloud in Dunedin, strong nor'westers easing this afternoon, and 15. Gale warnings out to sea for our inshore waters in Cook Strait today. And the tide will be low in about half an hour, just after 7:05, and then high tide 1:10. Sunrise at 7:25, sunset 5:28. A few sprinkles of rain I can see on the rain radar and on the windows here this morning. Still a fairly fresh northerly, 37 to 56 kilometres per hour. Pressure 1,019, 85% humidity. Temperatures fairly mild, 13 in Pukerua Bay, 14 for Paikakariki and Ōtaki. Still 13.5 in Levin, Foxton and Shannon 12. 12.5 in Wellington City, those gusts from the northwest. Still gusting 95, 100k in the last half hour. 13.5 in Waikanae and also Poroporomu. Fairly busy traffic-wise already this morning, south of Transmission Gully and south of the interchange with State Highway 59. Looks pretty busy. Tawa, Churton Park down the gorge this morning. Roads are basically wet all the way through Hauruwhenua and Kapiti this morning, so just drive with care. And still pretty windy. That wind warning in operation for Wellington and Wairarapa up until 9 this morning. Moderate flows coming in from the Hutt Valley, but no reports of crashes or accidents, so that's all good at the moment. No problems further north. Desert Road is going to be closed, they say, tomorrow and Friday between 9 and 6 for urgent repairs. Lots of potholes. So they're doing that apparently tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, between 9 and 6. You may well have to detour around National Park. You'll see the signs, though. Other roads basically open. Continuing roadworks on the Saddle Road could be stop-go at times. And the usual bits and pieces around Waikanae and Poroporomu. So just take care, please. As far as the trains go, Hamish says everything's on schedule this morning. Metlink on time, Capital Connections left. Again, no wheelchair service this morning on the Capital Connection, they say. Sorry about that. Local buses are fine. Air Chatham should get away into the wind at 5 to 7 this morning. Couple of late departures with the international flights this morning, so they were delayed coming in last night. The flight to Melbourne, which should have gone at 6, is now not departing until 10:10. And the Sydney flight, which should be leaving about now, is departing in an hour, 7:30 or so. Everything else domestically on time. And the ferries, only the Kaitaki with the Inter-Islander sailing, because the Arateri is in wet dock at the moment. But that's sailing to schedule. And the Blue Bridge on time. So there's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station for this 3rd of August, 21:27, a significant date in the history of the Zainers. Sadly, my cousin Keith passed away 1 year ago today, the 3rd of August, 2021. Rest in peace, Keith.
You're listening to my cousin, whom I rarely see, Todd Zainer.
Where you live, wonder why you have.
Stand to attention, REM music here at Coast Access Radio for this Wednesday, the 3rd of August. 18 to 7, Todd Zehner for breakfast. Might be a little hard to stand for the next couple of hours in the strong wind. Strong wind warning, Wellington, Wairarapa up until 9 this morning. Breezy, also parts of Kapiti, Horta Whenua, but not quite as bad. 17 to 7, yes, a sad day, 3rd of August. My cousin Keith passing away. He was only 69 years old too. 1 year ago. And controversially, I know it's thought-provoking, but, you know, in a sense, glad he's completely out of his misery. Check the Don Post for you in just a moment. A reminder from our friends at the Citizens Advice Bureau in Ōtaki. They're still looking for volunteers. They've had this message for a few weeks now. Still looking for volunteers if you'd like to make a difference in Ōtaki. People who can offer a little time to help out. Citizens Advice Bureau Ōtaki open Mondays to Fridays between 10 and 1. You can choose which day you're free to offer your work. Can you help out? Well, pop in and see them maybe. 65A Main Street Ōtaki during office opening hours between 10 and 1, or email ōtaki@citizensadvicebureau.org.nz. Make a difference in Ōtaki, thank you. 16 to 7, let's have a look at today's Dom Post, the Dominion Post. A couple of interesting stories on the front page. The cost of donation reforms. Cash-strapped Ministry of Justice officials had to ask for extra funding to carry out electoral law reform work. Does it matter? Really? We don't want outside companies suddenly paying for the government or a potential government, do you? National's Justice spokesperson Paul Goldsmith says planned changes to the way political parties raise funds are rushed and unfair. So read about that front page, page 8. And as you've possibly heard in the news, home discomfort. Good thing for buyers, not necessarily for sellers. Average Wellington house prices have fallen below where they were a year ago. In Kapiti, quarterly change 2.8%. They have fallen, which is much lower in some centres. So read about that through the paper. Page 2, market rebuild confirmed as New Zealand politicians hear Samoa's concerns. Are they back home now? I think they were only just there for the night. Page 3, PM urges diplomacy with the visit of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, to Taiwan. Among other things, government moves fast on law targeting gangs and guns. Read about that on page 3. Also on page 3, charges after shots allegedly fired near a plane in Hawke's Bay. National MP Jerry Brownlee is not retiring, but he's not going to contest his former Ilam seat. Christchurch, he just wants to be a List MP. Still hanging in there, Jerry Brownlee. Page 4, Capital leads house price fall, as mentioned. To pages 6 and 7, more news. Name of homicide victim released. Is that the one in South Taranaki? Also pages 6 and 7, government urged to look local for health staff. Andrew Little should be saying 100 training places in 2024, plus an extra 50 for Māori and Pacific nurses, doubling that each year. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the lack of health staff, nursing staff, their pay, the fact that they should all be watching Shortland Street. What? Māori to lead Kauri protection and dieback plan. Our trees. Life sentence for Zhong's brutal murder. Auckland. Page 7, accessibility bill disappoints advocates. Read about that. Parents don't need to panic about screen time. Young ones watching too much TV and computers, iPads and so on. Page 8, tidying rules for party cash. And that's that donations sort of story, isn't it? Page 9, following on from the story yesterday about the former Black Caps cricketer Heath Davis. Under the headline, Gay Cricketer Highlights Sports Challenge in General. So read about that. It's quite an interesting story, that. On page 9. Page 10, prison standoff. A cry for help. With the youths in Hawke's Bay prison. Yes, people saying, oh, just leave them there. Is that the right thing to do? Well, there's all sorts of questions and answers there. Page 11, police turnover rates rise. Staff turnover rates, that is. And Cook Strait ferry booking spots scarce. For all sorts of reasons. Read about that on page 11. Page 13, so far, Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr deserves a second term. It's an opinion piece. Page 13. Page 15, Pacifica challenger for mayor of Porirua. Read about that. Car park loss concerns in cycleway plan. Again, this is all about Thorndon Quay in Wellington. A bit of arts and culture on page 17, and then your Wellington's creative voice page. Page 19, into the business news from page 20 onwards. Oh, good cartoon. If you're a Star Trek fan, on page 23. And page 24, the letters to the editor today. Any locals today? No, lots of letters, but no locals. Oh, yes, there is. Is there? No. Yes, no, maybe. Read for yourself. Page 24. Sport on the back page. Commonwealth Games. All that glitters is gold. Apparently we're still third on the medal table. That's quite remarkable for us, isn't it? Track triple treat. Gate, as in Aaron Gate, buries Demons of Tokyo. So read about that. Who the medalists are. And the Kiwis in action today. It's a very good summary that the Dom Post prints. Page 39. Silver Ferns beat Malawi. Nice story about Andrew Jeffcoat in the water from the brink of depression to Games glory. Another sport as well, the All Blacks. White Lock ready for pressure test. Springboks have named their starting 15. A bit more rugby league as well, the Warriors. Rugby, the Black Ferns, England's endless party. Winning Euro, Phoenix. Signings to Miss Cup campaign. So lots and lots of sport. And that's why the paper's so thick. It's your life lift out. It's Wednesday, the life lift out section. So get your Don Post from good outlets today. Always good to read the paper. Good comprehensive Commonwealth Games coverage in your Don Post. 10 to 7 at Coast Access Radio. Tanya says capital connections approaching. Are we tooting the distance 2-3 minutes ago? So basically that's on time. Again, no wheelchair service on the capital connection today. That was the message received yesterday. Metlink services, Hamish says they're on time. That's good. Quite windy in places. We're busy into town and wet. But take care. The wind's supposed to die down. What time? About 9-ish or so this morning. You'll be good. Hopefully not too much in the way of rubbish being blown around. Wheelie bins and so on. I guess everything will be right as rain, won't it? 9 to 7. Coast Access Radio. Time for Adele.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? You get the excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game. When night comes and you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain? It's harder when you're on top. When hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off. We both been making up, I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, love, oh, no. Who wants to be riding the high when you just crumble back on down? You give up everything you are, and even then you don't get far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at yours, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so both been making up, I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again, 'cause it will never hurt as much as it did then when we were both right and no one had blame. But now I give up on this endless game, 'cause who wants to be right? Does the rain is better when something is wrong? I get the excitement bones, even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain is harder when you're on top? 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile away. Oh,
yes, right as rain. Hopefully that'll disappear soon too. It's Adele, Coast Access Radio. Good voice. 6 to 7 it is. Did you know that today is Anthony Benedetto's birthday? Anthony Benedetto is 96. Would you like to hear Anthony Benedetto sing? Might, if you're lucky, might squeeze in a couple of tracks in just a moment.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't? Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold grass. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all. Glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call. 021-211-770. 021-211-770. Or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon? on White Gloves.
Five to seven it is at Coast Access Radio. Anthony Benedetto is 96 today. We know him better as Tony. Tony Bennett, that is.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy face. Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bakerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy, happy face. Come on, buddy, smile, it's your birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. It's Tony Bennett's birthday today. He's 96 years young. Still happy. 2 minutes to seven. News and sport shortly. One more Tony Bennett song to take us to seven.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I love to look in your eyes.
RNZ News at 7. Good morning, I'm Nicola Wright. New data out today shows property values are falling at the fastest pace in more than a decade. Figures from CoreLogic show house prices fell 2.5% in the past 3 months. Jonty Dine reports.
CoreLogic data says prices fell in six main centres last month, the biggest fall since 2008. Of the main centres, Wellington recorded the biggest drop of 3.6%. However, the average house price is still $1 million. Graham Barr of Reiwai in Porirua says buying a house is still a daunting prospect for young people who don't see housing as affordable. He says there seems to be less interest from first home buyers.
China says it will launch targeted military operations in response to news the US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as its own, called the visit extremely dangerous and carried out military drills. The US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan insisted the speaker's visit does not represent any shift in policy, and he's urging Beijing not to overreact.
For China to try to turn what is in the historical norm into a crisis or to try to use it as a pretext for aggressive action around Taiwan, that's on them.
Nancy Pelosi is stopping in Taiwan overnight and will meet President Tsai Ing-wen. It's the first visit to Taiwan by a top US politician in 25 years. A controversial Christchurch church accused of being toxic and hurtful is facing further accusations. Former members say they felt traumatised and pressured by deliverance rituals, similar to exorcisms at Celebration Centre Church. Sam Olley reports.
Businesses agree.
Sorry, that's not Sam Olley. Here she is now.
One woman says she would vomit and scream during the rituals due to the force put on her head and from emotional upset. Another says she was first called on stage for deliverance when she was 8 years old. She describes it as emotional torture. A former member of the church's leadership, Russell Kirkpatrick, told RNZ deliverance disturbed people and he deeply regrets his involvement. Celebration has ignored RNZ's requests for comment.
Unemployment is expected to hit a record low as wages rise at the fastest rate in more than a decade in official numbers due out today. Economists are picking the jobless rate will fall to 3%, although some expect it could go lower. Here's our business editor, Giles Beckford.
Businesses agree that finding suitably skilled staff is one of their major concerns, and that's forced them to pay more to hold on to their own workers or poach them from elsewhere. And in the absence of an influx of migrant workers, that situation is set to last for some time. But that tightness in the labour market is fueling wages, adding to inflation pressures. That will support another Reserve Bank hefty interest rate rise in a couple of weeks.
Russia has accused the US of direct involvement in the war in Ukraine for the first time. A spokesperson for Moscow's defense ministry says the US is approving targets for American-made HIMARS artillery used by Kiev's forces. The ministry says intercepted calls between Ukrainian officials revealed the link. There's been no immediate comment on the allegation from US officials. Some communities in Aotearoa may have to be abandoned because the greater frequency of storms and flooding will make continued occupation untenable. The government will today release the first ever national strategy for dealing with the effects of climate change, the National Adaptation Plan. It will include plans for the next 6 years for what's called managed retreat, moving communities out of harm's way. The United States has accused the Taliban of violating the deal that led to the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan last year by hosting and sheltering the Al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He's been killed in a US drone strike in the heart of the Afghan capital, Kabul. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, says the Taliban broke the Doha agreement it signed in 2020. A zero-waste advocacy group says shoppers are already turning their backs on the supermarket duopoly well before new moves to reduce their dominance of the market take effect. A Commerce Commission report revealed in May that Foodstuffs and Woolworths are earning $1 million in excess profits a day. Hannah Bloomhart of The Rubbish Trip says shoppers are switching to independent grocers and bulk bin shops, but more support's needed for those businesses.
People are fed up with the dominance of those two big chains restricting choice and gouging prices, but difficulties for independent grocers to set up can be a real barrier to establishing, and the difficulty of setting up can mean that those options just don't exist.
The Commerce Minister, David Clark, says a grocery commissioner will be appointed by the middle of next year. New research has shown that rainwater in every part of the planet now contains dangerous levels of what are known as forever chemicals. Scientists say the substances called PFAS or PFAS leak out from hundreds of items such as paint, non-stick pans and waterproof clothing. They can persist in the environment for hundreds if not thousands of years. The BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGrath reports.
This new study shows that from Antarctica to Tibet, these substances are so prevalent that rainwater everywhere now exceeds US safety guidelines. The authors say we have crossed a planetary boundary, and there is no place on Earth where these substances don't persist. While there is no direct health threat at present, the scientists say we should treat their build-up with caution, and it's vitally important that these substances are rapidly restricted.
In sport, there's been just one medal for New Zealand on the latest day of action at the Commonwealth Games, with the women's lawn bowls 4 beating Fiji to win bronze. Paul Cole is into the squash gold medal match in Birmingham following a comfortable semi-final win, though he told Sky Sport he struggled to stay relaxed this week with how well the New Zealand team has been doing.
It's full noise, eh? I've been watching, you know, the cyclists absolutely dominate, come gold, the swimmers, all of the athletes, you know, bringing home medals. It's just gives me, I've just been absolutely hungry for that, and it's almost been a challenge to calm myself down and just sort of relax.
Cole will play for gold, but defending champion Joelle King was beaten in her semi-final and will contest the bronze medal match. The Tall Ferns missed out on a medal after being beaten 15-13 by Australia in their bronze medal match, while the Black Sticks women fell to a 1-0 defeat to Australia in their pool game. And reigning silver medalist Anton Cooper has withdrawn from the mountain bike competition in Birmingham. He's tested positive for COVID. That's the news.
Hi, this is Jean from Cabot Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Atamari, welcome to Wednesday, 3rd of August, 8 minutes past 7. It has been a bit breezy overnight and a few sprinkles of rain, still maybe one or two around this morning. Met Service says morning rain and then becoming fine this afternoon as fresh northwesterlies ease. A 15 degree high is expected in the region today, which is what we had yesterday. 9 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy at times and northwesterlies, 15. Cloudy, strong northwesterlies and 15 on Friday. In the weekend at this stage, rain and showers for Saturday and Sunday. Northwesterlies Saturday, southeasterly Sunday, but highs around 16. Morning rain in Wellington, briefly heavy, then fine. Northwesterlies, gale in exposed places this morning, gusting 120k. That's Wellington, 15. There's a strong wind warning in operation until 9 this morning for Wellington and Wairarapa. For Manawatū today, they say showers from late morning, clearing to fine this afternoon. Northwesterlies fresh this afternoon and 15. Near the water out to sea today, gale warnings for our inshore waters and for Cook Strait today. Let's check the forecasts first locally. Our Kapiti recreational area for the inshore waters from Waitereere to Pukenua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Northwest winds 25 knots, gusting 35, easing to 20 late morning, and to westerly 15 knots early afternoon. Then westerlies easing to 10 knots this evening. Rough sea easing late morning. Poor visibility in a period of morning rain, then a possible shower or two. Northwest swell 2 metres, easing to 1 metre today. Tomorrow, northwest 10 knots, easing to variable 5 in the evening. Cloudy at times, northwest swell of 1 metre, easing to 0.5 metre. Cook Strait today, northerly 45 knots, easing to 35 this morning, then 25 knots early afternoon and 15 knots this evening. High sea easing, northwest swell 2 metres, easing north of Mana Island. Poor visibility in a period of morning rain. Tide is low, basically right now it's low tide on the coast. And high tide will be at 10 past 1 this afternoon. Sunrise 7:25, 28 past 5 this evening is the sunset. At the moment, a few sprinkles of rain, a fair bit around Porirua and Wellington, I can see. And quite a bit around the Marlborough area and the Marlborough Sounds too. Some of that may well be coming our way. So a little bit of rain. The wind Fairly stiff from the north, 38 to 56 kilometres per hour here. Pressure hasn't changed, 1,019, 87% humidity. And temperatures haven't moved much, still mild, 13 Pukerua Bay, 14 for Paikakariki and Otaki, 13.5 in Levin, 12 degrees Foxton and Shannon, Palmerston North, still around 11.5. Wellington City are down a little bit, 11.5 degrees, the northwest are gusting 80k in the last few minutes, 13.5 for Waikanae, 13.5 in Poroporomu. Take care if you're travelling south. The further south you go on Transmission Gully and State Highway 59, the windier it gets into Wellington. But starting to ease up a little bit. Traffic's pretty busy, though. A lot of traffic south of Tawa, Churton Park area, so just beware on the motorway. Pretty busy down the gorge this morning. Moderate to heavy coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone. Roads are still a bit damp and wet. No reports of crashes or accidents, though, at this stage. Windy on the Rimutaka Hill Road. We understand there's been a slip reported on the Featherston side after the second passing lane, they say. So just be wary of that. The road's open. Desert Road is open, but it's likely to be closed tomorrow and Friday for what they're calling urgent repairs between 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening. You may well have to detour via National Park tomorrow and Friday with the Desert Road. Saddle Road also has some stop-go roadworks at times and a few other spots around the Waikanae Town Centre and Poroporomu. They're getting there around the Kapiti Lights area. So just take a wee bit of care. Anything else, let us know. Train services pretty much on schedule. The Metlink's Capital Connection coming down the line on time. Again, no wheelchair service on this morning's Capital Connection. Got that message yesterday, so sorry about that. But on time, buses on schedule. Trains replaced by buses again tonight and tomorrow for scheduled maintenance between Waikanae and Porirua. Yeah, Chatham's getaway this morning at 5 to 7 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Came in on time last night. Wellington Airport, the early international flights seem to be disrupted and delayed. The early flight to Melbourne, which should have gone at 6, isn't departing now until 10 past 10. And the Sydney flight, the 6.30 flight Air New Zealand, which should have gone at 7.30, or should be going at 7.30, now they've changed that. It's departing at 8.40 this morning. All the other domestic services are on time, and the ferries, the scheduled ferries, Inter-Islander and Bluebridge, should sail to time. So there's our commuter information and traffic here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. First Wednesday of the month, if that means something to you, Wednesday the 3rd of August, it's 13 past 7 now.
Today's Wednesday, today's Wednesday, Wednesday's a roast beef.
Is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Hi, this is K. Gurunathan, Mayor of Kapiti Coast, and you are listening to Todd Zena for breakfast on Coast Access Radio.
And he won't be mayor much longer. He's not standing, that's why. Charming man.
Complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat.
Charming music from the Smiths and Morrissey's wonderful voice. This charming man. Coast Access Live, 104.7 FM for this Wednesday, the 3rd of August, 16 past 7. Todd Zehner for breakfast. I told you it was going to rain again. Some parts of Kapiti, a nice, decent shower just passing over. Take care, and still a bit breezy. Reminder, if you're using Marae Lane in Waikanae, they're slowly fixing the big fence. It got barreled down a few weeks ago in that strong easterly, didn't it? So they'll get there. That's a big job. 7:16, Nigel Hopkins is here. We'll catch up with him soon. He's got local sport and word of the day. Lots of birthdays today. The birthday list that I know of on this 3rd of August. And today in history for you. The latest email from the Kapiti Coast District Council has arrived. The Everything Kapiti email, usually on a Tuesday at some point, that arrives. You can subscribe through the Kapiti Coast District Council website. And in this week's edition, talking about the Kapiti Coast Arts Trail, which is coming up in November. Planning already underway. Putting the art in the heart of the art trail. So read more about that if you would like to participate and so on. More ways to explore Kapiti. 4 new tracks covering 7.5 kilometres have been opened. The formerly farmed areas of Queen Elizabeth Park. Oh, I didn't realise that. Must go and check those out. More about local elections. You still have until Friday week midday to nominate yourself. If you're ready to make a stand. And there are some more sessions coming up, so read about that. McLean Park skate park ideas rolling in. Poroporomu Beach. New chief executive has been appointed. Kapiti Coast District Council. Darren Edwards, did you know that? And more about the Waikanae Library, what's going on. The library is open, but the service centre remains closed until next Monday. And then our people, our community, the home of live entertainment. Read about the Kapiti Performing Arts Centre, Te Reo Kura Ki Kapiti. Also, balancing, doing well and doing good in business. Balancing that, what's that all about? And a few dates to remember. Also, for various events and displays and so on. So there's your Everything Kapiti email. Sign up for it. Get yours generally every Tuesday from the Kapiti Coast District Council, please. 19 past 7. As you're probably aware, the passing of one of our greatest country music singers. Well over 40 studio albums. In fact, he was in the process of delivering another one. His passing last Thursday, John Hall, John Grinnell. And it was pointed out to me last week, I didn't realise, because it was also John Clark, Fred Dagg's birthday last week, last Friday. Well, I didn't realise that John Hall and John Clark, Fred Dagg, actually together did a duet until I found it. Is it on the Fred Dagg Live album? Well, I found this. I thought you would enjoy this because, you know, we just need some liveliness first thing on a Wednesday morning.
Yee-hoo! I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be. Went across to try and learn to yodel it. Climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. And met a yodeling gal up in the little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, 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 yodel. She taught me to yodel, yodel, yodel.
Gonna try that.
I will, mate. You want it on the phone, John? It's all right, I'll take over here. Can do with a touch of class. She taught me to yodel, yodel.
Yeah.
Isn't that fabulous? The late John Hall Grinnell and Fred Dagg together yodeling again, eh? The old classic, 22 past 7, Coast Access Radio, 722 it is. A reminder again from Namanu, Namanu Nature Reserve. They're on a recruitment drive for more volunteers, new volunteer roles, including things like animal husbandry, customer service, gardening and database management. Most of the roles are ongoing, but some are sort of one-off project-based. All ages, over 18, more than welcome. Shifts are available during the week or in the weekends. Now, Namanu has more than 60 volunteers, and some have been there more than 20 years with their great sense of connection through being part of a passionate community. Now, would you like to be a volunteer at Namanu? Well, go to the Namanu website, www.namanu, one word, N-G-A-M-A-N-U, namanu.org.nz, and look under the Get Involved and then Volunteer tabs, and be a volunteer at Namanu Nature Reserve. Have some fun there. Time is 23 past 7 now.
Do you suffer stiff and tense joints and muscles? Stop suffering now. Use Action Balm. It's all natural in a no-fuss roll-on. Stop suffering stiff and tense joints and muscles. Use Action Balm. Call
Karen
or
Robin
0800 633 147. 0800 633 147.
We are Action Balm New Zealand. Call now.
24 past 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. Bit of rain. I said there was some rain coming on the rain radar. Here it is. It's falling quite steadily and nicely, so take care. In fact, Maury phoned and said, what did he say? 3 millimetres up until about midnight or so. So that makes 4 so far for this month, early days, and just 2 for August 2021. 24 past 7, Nigel is perusing the paper this morning. Morning, Nigel.
Kia ora.
You all right?
Gosh, that was a heavy shower of rain, that's for sure.
Yeah,
The sea's roaring its head off this morning, so...
Yeah, it did last night too, I noticed. So
the wind's supposed to drop down today, but we're supposed to get very strong winds in the weekend.
Oh, are we?
Hmm.
Depends what you eat, I suppose.
Well, it could be that as well, yeah.
Irene enjoyed that yodelling.
Did she?
Yeah, the John Hoare and Fred Dagg together.
Oh, yes,
That's good, eh?
Yeah.
Good old entertainment, we like that.
I don't think John Clark could yodel, but...
No, he was a very fine entertainer. I mean, lots of things.
Yeah,
I think
he could do most things.
I think I mentioned once before his wife was my art teacher in the third form.
Oh, right.
Mrs. Clark.
Okay. Well, we hope so.
I got kicked out.
Yes.
That class.
That's good.
For yodeling.
Right.
Really?
Have you got any of those paintings hanging up in your home?
No. Although, up until a short period of time, I think I still had the paint. Somewhere from third form.
Well, you'd be able to get out there and...
Yeah, those white boxes and the tubes.
Mm.
A lot of children had those.
Yeah,
See, they got your mates off the roof at Hawke's Bay Prison?
Yeah, I wouldn't have even tried to get them off. I would just left them up there.
They surrendered in the end. I'm not quite sure what...
Would have left them up there. I said, well, you got up there, you stay there.
Yeah, they were protesting.
You've got to be a bit blooming tough on these kids.
Well, maybe they're being too tough. That was the problem.
Nah.
So they didn't like it.
Yeah. Of course. If they hadn't breached the law, they wouldn't be there, would they?
Yeah, I don't know why they're there in the first place.
That's dead right.
Yep. And you know, are they too young to be in those sort of facilities? Did they not give them what they want? I don't know.
I'd have them up the back of Waiuru in my big camp that I'm developing when I'm the Minister of Justice.
You're going camp, is that what you're saying?
When I develop a big camp.
Oh, I thought you were going camp.
No.
I thought that's what you
were saying. Up the back of Waiuru.
Uh-huh.
And they get 3 months for their first offence, 6 months for the next one, but at the end of it, they'll be given a chance to join the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force. They will be taught a trade.
Yes.
And I think that would be the better way to go, though, rather than just put them in prison.
Well, one of our, you know, islands that are way further south of New Zealand, sub-Antarctic islands... That would be somewhere, like the Auckland Islands. Are they down there somewhere?
Right. Yeah. Now, we've got problems over in Taiwan. Boy, she's all on over there, that's for sure.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan. It was interesting the American President, Joe Biden, seemed to not want her to go.
Right. But she's there.
Yeah, she is there.
Yeah.
Does she have every right to be there?
Well, I don't know, Dottie. But anyhow, the Chinese are now doing war games. Starting as of midnight.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're going to cause some real problems. So it's getting a bit close to home, that, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
House prices are falling too.
Yes, they are. You'd be able to buy a house with all your money.
What? Well, I've got to sell it first. sell and buy. So yeah, if the house won't be worth anything, then what am I supposed to buy?
Ah, right. Dairy products went down again last night, so
yes,
that's not good for the farmers.
But lowest prices in 18 months.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's really not good.
No.
No, but however, they did skyrocket there for a while. You'll notice our butter price will drop down to $3 a kg, I suppose. 500 grams, I should say.
Yeah, you can get cakes of butter. They call them cakes of butter? Blocks of butter?
Blocks of butter.
Yeah, the price is going down, like petrol. Petrol seems to be changing and dropping just about every day.
Now, you'd be able to take over Mr. Jerry Brownlee's place down at Christchurch. He's going to retire.
No, he's not retiring. He's going on the list. Read the story.
I didn't read the story.
He's just not going to stand for Ilam.
Ah.
He's been their MP for years and years.
Yes, he has.
But he's just going to go on the list.
Right.
I don't know what's the point, unless you're in government.
Oh, you get paid.
I suppose so.
Just sit in the background and go to Bellamy's.
If you're in opposition and you're on the list, what do?
Nothing.
Well, you're just there to make up the numbers.
Yeah, that's right, Daddy. We don't need the backbenchers, to be quite honest, do we?
Well, there's always been that debate.
Yeah. However, we will never change that, I'm quite sure.
Oh, won't we?
No. I haven't had time to look right through the paper this morning, but there seems to be a fair bit in it today.
Yeah, the Wednesday paper is always sort of...
Funny. And the games were of interest. I watched most of it yesterday. I watched them. I don't know who won it in the end. England-Wales men's pairs.
Oh, the bowls.
Got to, Wales were leading 15-6, but then it got to 16-all with two ends to play, and I was just too tired. I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
So that was a great game. So there we are.
I've got a funny feeling the cricket's on at the moment.
Yes, now, I think it is.
A White Ferns playing Sri Lanka.
That's right.
We were batting first, but I didn't catch up with the scores.
We got 147, I think.
Oh, did we? That's not a huge score, is it?
No, if it wasn't us who got 147, it'd be Sri Lanka.
No, I thought we were batting first.
Oh, right. Well, we got 147 then. We had a bit of a collapse at the start of the innings.
I just had a feeling it was us.
Ah.
Batting first.
Yes.
It's not
so 147, great. We'll have to watch it.
and
our netballers, I watched them. They did play very well yesterday against Malawi.
Yeah, Malawi are a real up-and-coming. They're the team that beat us, weren't they, the last time around somewhere?
Yeah. But they were no match for the girls last night.
I think we have to play Jamaica in the next
Jamaica?
Next one?
No, she went on her own accord, didn't she?
What?
Jamaica? No, she went on her own accord.
What accord?
That's an old joke, Toddy.
Yes,
Okay.
Very good. The paper's very good because it keeps you up to date on the inside back page.
Yeah, what have we got on today, do you know?
Yeah,
have you had a look?
No.
Kiwis in action today. We've got bowls at 7:30 tonight. Women's pairs rounds, 2 and 3, Caitlin Inch and Selena Goddard. Men's singles. Yeah, I don't know whether... Oh, Shannon McElroy's in there. Oh, right, that's okay.
And they've started some of the athletics as well, haven't
right.
they? With the shot put and so on, and some of the heats and the various track events.
Yeah, I think in the 100 metres we had... but it doesn't say so here.
Oh, well,
athletics, 6 a.m.
All right.
When's
Read through that. Well, that's been...
Men's high jump. Hamish Kerr. Yeah, he's a good high jumper.
Yeah, he is.
And women's 100 metre semi-final, Zoe Hobbs may have got through. We'll have to wait. 6:35.
All right. Okay, read through that, and we'll have more from you after 7:30.
Okay.
Thank you. Nigel Hopkins, In the Wind, 7:30 at Coast Access Radio.
Kia ora ana, mālo tō mui pungpungi, I'm Tauri ki Rongo. Patients are waiting as long as 2 weeks to get critical biopsy results as medical labs struggle with staffing shortages. Yesterday, the government announced a plan to boost the health workforce, but lab scientists weren't included. Institute of Medical Laboratory Science President Terry Taylor says they have been warning about low staff numbers for years. He says many highly qualified experienced scientists have left because of the working conditions. He's optimistic things will improve under Health New Zealand, but expects the next 6 months to be difficult. The government is looking to further ease tight lending rules blamed for a credit crunch earlier this year. Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister David Clark says the type of expenses to be considered will be narrowed. Borrowers will get help to restructure their debts and credit card, and buy now, pay later spending will be relaxed. Mr. Clark says the latest changes will come into force next March. New Zealand's recognised seasonal employment scheme is to undergo a full review in partnership with participating Pacific nations. Among the concerns raised at the recent Horticulture NZRSE conference was the loss of skilled workers from Pacific nations that supply labour for the scheme. Pacific Corporation Foundation manager David Waiafe says they are looking at possible alternatives to fill those gaps.
Over the years, you know, we've seen skilled labour. We're losing teachers, public servants, hospitality people. If they come into on the RSE scheme, who replaces them? We need to look at ways of how we can give back in other ways. For example, we could find a volunteer through VSA to send to the islands for 7 months to fill their gap. The future is exciting for RSE.
The Cook Islands Parliament looks set for a shake-up in preliminary results that the ruling Cook Islands Party has performed solidly, winning 10 seats. But the new party, United, appears to have secured as many as 5 seats, while the Paenua has returned 3 independents. A call for calm and faith in students' resilience as parents in Niue face a week of teaching their children from home with schools locked down. 19 community cases of COVID-19 have been reported as of Monday afternoon local time. Both Niue High School, Aonga Tokolunga Niue, and the primary school, including its early childhood centre, are closed. Principal Carol Edwards says the parents are on edge, but she believes students will push through. And to the Commonwealth Games, where the lawn bowlers won New Zealand's solitary medal at the Commonwealth Games overnight, with the women's four taking bronze. Val Smith, Selena Goddard, Nicole Toomey and Taylor Bruce beat Fiji 17-6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz. All the super
shots. Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Cavity. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop, and with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Cavity, 04-293-7651. It's the place to stop your Auto Super Shops.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Time is 26 to 8 on a wet and windy morning, but it's all starting to ease off, isn't it? Supposed to, for this Wednesday. The forecast morning rain, then becoming fine this afternoon. Fresh northwesterlies will ease, and aiming for a high of 15 today, down to 9 overnight. Tomorrow, dry, cloudy at times, northwesterlies 15. Also dry on Friday, just cloudy, strong nor'westers 15. Then the wet weather comes back on the weekend, rain and showers Saturday and Sunday. Northwesterlies Saturday, southeasterlies Sunday, 16 though. Morning rain briefly heavy in Wellington. They're getting those heavy showers like we've had this morning, then fine. Northwesterlies gale in exposed places this morning, gusting 120k, 15 in Wellington. And Manawatu expecting 15, showers from late morning, clearing to fine this afternoon. Northwesterlies fresh this afternoon. At wind warning, lapses at 9 this morning for Wellington and Wairarapa. Gale northwest is gusting 120k, but that finishes at 9. There are gale warnings also for our inshore waters in Cook Strait. The situation, a weakening front moves on to the North Island while a ridge builds over the South Island today. A front brushes the lower South Island tomorrow, followed by strong northerlies ahead of the next front, which moves up the South Island on Friday and then over the lower North Island on Saturday. If you're going near the water today, the northwest swell of 2 metres will die down to 1 metre. That's why the sea's been fairly noisy, I guess. Tide was low about half an hour ago. It'll be high tide at 1:10. Sun was up at 7:25. It'll be 7:24, a minute earlier tomorrow. 5:28 is sunset. Still some showers by the looks of things coming in off the water. Fresh northerly, 38 to 55 kilometres per hour. Pressure hasn't moved really, 1,019, 87% humidity, and the temperatures have hardly moved. Pukerua Bay 13, 14 still Paikakariki and Ōtaki, 13.5 in Levin, 12 and a bit for Foxton and Shannon. 11 degrees in Wellington City, the nor'west has been gusting 80-85 kilometres per hour. Waikanae's 13, Poroporomu 13.5. still fairly wet conditions in places through Hautafina, Wakapiti, and windier the further south you go this morning. Take care. The roads and highways seem to be open. No major problems on transmission. Gully, State Highway 1, State Highway 59 also flowing freely. Very busy south of the interchange there, where 1 and 59 meet. Very, very slow. Tawa, Churton Park, and down the gorge this morning. Heavy traffic coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone, and raining essentially all the way through. Quite wet. State Highway 59 as well, but no reports of accidents or crashes. It's windy over the Rimutaka Hill Road. We had reports of a slip on the Featherston side, but the road remains open. Further north, no major problems. Desert Road is likely to be closed tomorrow and Friday, apparently for what they're calling some urgent repair work between about 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening tomorrow and Friday. So you might have to detour around National Park. Also Saddle Road again, continuing roadworks, stop-go there at times, and the usual bits and pieces around Waikanae and Porokoroamu. Anything else, let us know. Appreciate the messages. Trains, haven't heard. Did you hear the Capital Connection go by?
No, I didn't, Tuddy.
No, I didn't either. Too windy.
We're really? Too busy talking.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. Well, supposed to be on time. The other services as scheduled, Metlink, running to time. Don't forget there are bus replacements tonight between Waikanae and Portidua. Scheduled maintenance tonight. And again tomorrow, the local buses are fine. Chatham's got away on schedule. Wellington Airport, looks like most flights domestically are on time. Just looking down the board, it's those international flights. The Melbourne flight, which should have gone at 6, not departing until 10 past 10. And the Sydney flight, 6.30, now departing at 8.45. I suspect they didn't even come in last night. Might have come in early this morning. That might have been the problem. Ferry sailings across Cook Strait, the ones that are scheduled into Rylander and Bluebridge, will be on time. So there's our traffic and commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. 22 to 8, just checking on the cricket, Nige, because we're all interested in that.
Yeah, we're winning.
yeah, we are.
Good.
Gosh, in the last few minutes, by the looks of things, they've lost a couple more wickets. So New Zealand women batted first against Sri Lanka, 147 for 7 against Susie Bates and Sophie Devine, top scoring, but not as much as they did. Sri Lanka women in the 14th over, 66 for 6.
Right. Well, we should win that one, shouldn't we?
Theoretically.
Yes.
Yeah, theoretically we should. So that's it. I see the England women also beat South African women in Birmingham as well, relatively comfortably.
We'll have to watch them, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's all there. That's from the Commonwealth Games. Now you know. 21 to 8, we'll check our schedules and programs. Local sport and word of the day, not too far away for this Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Jeff Dorsey. Just popped in to say wake up with Todd Zehner. Simply the best for breakfast on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
Bum, bum, bum.
Steve Miller Band swinging through your Wednesday, Coast Access Radio, 17 to 8, Todd Zehner for breakfast. Looks like New Zealand are going to cruise comfortably to a victory here, Nige, against the Sri Lankan women in the T20 International. That's right. Good. 68 for 7 now. Yep. That's not bad.
That'll be their second win.
We'll be 2 from 2. Yep. We'll take that. Thank you very much. All right, that's all good. More from Nigel shortly with local sport. Checking our schedules and programs for today. It is Wednesday. Graham Stevens is here to inform and entertain you on the Wednesday morning show between 8 and 10. And then his showcase program after the 10 o'clock news, highlighting local productions and a few other bits and pieces after 10. First Wednesday of the month, we'll catch up with the latest from Waikanae Lions. The president of the Waikanae Lions Club, the new, relatively new president, Leon Downs. Gosh, he's got his fingers in many pies. We'll catch up with Leon around 10:30 this morning. PG's Hot Topic at midday. It's a musical Hot Topic. And then Peter Fleming with his Great Tracks and Side Tracks program between 12:30 and 2. Always interesting. Another book reading with Angela and Bill Robertson, Embracing Life on Our Own Terms, the third book in the series. 4:30, our political point of view should be the ACT MP, Simon Court, today. Grinding Gears from Radio Southland, the latest for the petrol heads at 5:30. Comedy Corner at 6. If you missed our conversations from Saturday, we'll repeat that for you at 7 this evening. Jill Stansfield with Age-Friendly Cities and Communities at 7:30. Jazz Actualities with Adam Melville at 8. Sounds of Brass, Norm at 9. And Paul Kerwin's back with his Paul Unscripted program at 9:30. The American Connection Country Music program with Brian Clough at 10. And James Eaton finishes off your Wednesday night in the Grooveyard. Music from the 20th century. Feeling groovy. More details on the website, coastaccessradio.org.nz. Right, 7:45, 7:45, it is. Time to get a move on this Wednesday, our local sport. In just a moment, thanks to Bohanna Motors.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293 6455.
And thanks to Bohanna Motors, our local sport for today, Nige.
Difficult to find too because of the wet weather and sports grounds closed. But however, Levin AFC Football Club played Napier Marist on Saturday in the Lotto Central Manawatu competition. Unfortunately, they lost 2-0. The season has been not been great for Levin, having played 13 games, won just one, drawn one, and for 4 points and bottom of the table. And Netball Hotafanua, now they advise that the season, which has been very disjointed, is fast coming to a close. However, the proposed program through until the end of this month, and you'll need to check it, the Premier grade will finish rounds 2, 13th of August, the quarterfinals 20th of August, and the semifinals 27th of August, and the finals will be 3rd of September. But the Premier 2 grade will finish this Saturday, and then split into top 4 and bottom 4 for September 13th, 20th and 27th. August 13th, 20th and 27th. The finals will be the 3rd of September. Now, 3 games have been affected by COVID and weather, but I hope these can be played at some time soon. Rugby Hotafanua Kapiti Rugby Football Union advise that the under-18 boys rep team is having an open muster at Otaki Domain this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, you're all invited to get along there and be part of it, and the under-18 girls and under-16 boys will have information shortly on their open musters. Kapiti Cycling Club, race 3 of their popular Tonelli event was not held Sunday because of weather, but this didn't deter the hardy riders who took part in an inaugural 80-20 training ride. They clocked up 80Ks, and this is suitable for riders who want time in the saddle at a relatively easy pace rather than speed. So this Sunday they're going to head south to avoid a forecast southerly, but with a couple of hills. Now, these hills will be ridden at an easy pace. You meet at the back of Coastlands 8 a.m. And in racing, the trials, which were scheduled for Otaki yesterday, were cancelled due to the extremely wet weather and the track proving unsafe. But there is a possibility that the trials will be scheduled to use the new synthetic track at Awapuni on Thursday, 18th of August. And this track will be a big boost for Central District's racing. I didn't realise, Toddy, that that track was just about finished.
I thought you were talking about October, November.
Which was the original. So that'll be great for our Central Districts.
Absolutely.
And we could have had the Rider Stakes race up there had it been finished that we held up in Tarapa on Saturday. So that's your local sports news, thanks to Bohanna Motors.
So will the Rider Stakes come back, or is that
permanent? No, it's been raced up there.
But for next year.
Oh, yeah, next year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yep. That'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Thank you for keeping us in touch. Appreciate that. Right, what's your word of the day then?
Unusual word, rubaboo. Okay.
Rubaboo.
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 R-U-B-A-B-O-O. Rubaboo. It's a noun.
Uh-huh.
Now, rubaboo is something that you make, I think, at home. Rubaboo is a stew or porridge-type meal with peas or corn and pemmican. It's a combination of dried meat and fat.
I'd like to make. No, yeah. I don't make it. But oh, is that right?
The stew was a common meal for French-Canadian fur trappers and the indigenous population. So rubaboo would keep for a long time and therefore was the perfect storable food source for wilderness survival.
What did they use for the meat?
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Rubaboo originated from combining the French word roux, which means thickener, with the Algonian word abou for soup.
Not kanga.
The literal translation of rubaboo is thick soup. So fun facts, the fur traders of French Canada paddled in canoes made by the Ojibwa tribe, weighing over 300 pounds each and powered by 4 to 6 paddlers, and they traded with the tribes for various animal pelts, including beaver, and transported the merchandise back home to sell in the markets. So that's the story. So you most probably have no idea what pemmican is.
No.
Well, pemmican and other older sources, is a mixture of tallow, dried meat, and sometimes dried berries. A calorie-rich food, it can be used as key component in prepared meals or eaten raw.
Yeah.
So historically, it was an important part of indigenous cuisine in certain parts of North America, and is still prepared today.
Oh, right.
So there we are. You can make some of that. Go out and catch a possum or two. Throw it in the pot.
You get a pie.
Hedgehog.
Yeah. Whatever you run over.
Yeah. And you can make a rubaboo.
I think I'll stick to my steak or mince pies.
Sounds rather nice, actually.
Steak and stout pie from Siggy's.
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, they are nice, aren't they? Jordan does a wonderful job.
Yeah. Hard to get because they sell out so quickly.
Yeah. Was it Jordan saying that you can actually get them cold in places like Moore Wilson's?
Oh, right.
In town, somewhere as well.
I know the Waikanae Charter Club sell them because they don't have a cafe now or a restaurant.
Yes.
So you can get them over there as well.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm.
Oh, there you go. All right, there's the free ad for Siggy's Pies.
Yes.
In Waikanae. Thank you, Jordan. All right, there's our local sport and word of the day as the rain tumbles down again.
Heavy rain, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 9:08 already at Coast Access Radio. Right, the birthday list, quite a list today. And today in history, yes.
Oh.
People I know.
Right.
And locals.
You know one or two people?
I do.
Good. Yeah.
They don't want to know me necessarily. No. Right, stand by in just a moment, please.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin, so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
8:08 it is at Coast Access Radio, Sri Lanka, now 84-48 in the 18th overnight.
Right.
So they need about 22 per over to overhaul New Zealand.
Not impossible.
In the T20 International at the Commonwealth Games. Now, it's not impossible, but...
No.
With only 2 wickets to go, very unlikely.
Right.
All right.
Fair enough, too.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday if it's your day on this 3rd of August today. Now, there's a few I mentioned. There's a few people you may know. It's the famous Cam Ronald's birthday from Waitaki RSA.
Yeah. Big shout up there tonight, I bet.
Absolutely. He might draw his own number out of the barrel. So happy 70. Well, he was 70 last year.
Was he?
So we know that.
Right.
We know that. So I don't know how old he is this year. So if you know Cam Ronald at the Waitaki RSA and you see him, wish him happy birthday. And Dave Chapman's birthday as well. He's been...
Oh, he'd been driving buses for years. Wonder if he still drives them.
Buses? No, I don't think so. He was taking photos and he's got his kennels and so on.
No, he used to have buses down at the CV Road.
You sure it's the same Dave Chapman?
Oh, I presume so. If not, he's just driving buses now.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a different Dave
Chapman. He must be at least 80-something by now, surely.
Right, yeah, sure.
Dave Chapman.
Yeah.
I'll wish him happy birthday later. Rob Jones, still washing the windows in places. I've got a funny feeling they're going to move somewhere to retire at some point. Rob and Kathy. Well, happy birthday, Rob. Have a wonderful day and a big... from Kathy, and it's Eddie's birthday as well, Eddie Orchid's birthday. Now, Eddie must be just about gold card time, I would say. Now, that's Ms. Orchid's daddy, Ms. Orchid, who's teaching at Poroporamu School.
Oh.
It's Nick's dad.
Mm.
So Eddie must be, well, I know how old Nick is, so Eddie must be about 40 by now.
Okay.
Nick says she's 21 all the time.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Eddie. Have a lovely day, Eddie and Rob and Dave and Cam on this 3rd of August. And the rich and famous list. It's Sonny Bill Williams' birthday. Did you know that?
Oh, right.
Sonny Bill's 37 today. Happy birthday. And speaking of sports people, Tom Brady,
Yes,
football star.
Yep.
You know how old he is today?
He's 42, isn't he?
Or... No, he's older than 45.
45, is he?
He still wants to play.
Yes, he was going to hang up the boots, but he decided to play again this season.
That's right.
Mm.
There's a few other names on the list that we've run through. Jay North, John Landis, Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart's 81. Mm. Today, the author Leon Uris as well. Terry Wogan, the famous British broadcaster and host, Sir Terry. And here's one you remember. You probably wrestled against him. Haystacks Calhoun. Remember him?
No.
Born on this date in 1934.
One I do remember, though, and he's still alive, is Tony Bennett.
Yes.
Vendetto. He's 96 today. Is that right?
Anthony Bennett. Yes, he
96
is.
96 today. Yeah, Leon Uris. He was born this day in 1924. Yep, gave it away in 2003.
Yep.
And this lady, Margaret Kuhn, K-U-H-N, 1905, National Women's Hall of Famer, forced into retirement at the age of 65. She formed the Grey Panthers to fight out age discrimination. Her advice, speak your mind, even if your voice shakes, well-aimed slingshots can topple giants. That's a great quote, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Beverly Lee's 81. She's a singer with the group The Shirelles.
Oh, right.
She's still with us, too.
Uh-huh.
And B.B. Dickerson. He's with the group War. He died in 2021.
Oh, don't know him.
Earth, Wind and Fireman, John Graham, 71 today.
Don't know him.
No, don't you?
No.
You'd be no
people,
good
all these people show. All these people are, they're in the back row somewhere.
1963, James Hetfield, 59. He was with the group Metallica. He's still going strong.
Yeah.
That's nice. About all I got.
That's nice. That's good. All right. I'll play some Tony Bennett shortly. On this date, 2005, as we look at history, did you know this? Mahmoud Ahmadinejad became the president of Iran.
Right.
You know that, Nige? No?
Well, I know the name.
No, good.
Yeah.
I'm delighted for you. On this date, 2000, an antitrust case opened against Microsoft by the European Union. It's Bill Gates in court. This date in 2000. Now, on this date... You might know this, 1936, Jesse Owens won the first of his four gold medals at the Berlin Olympics in the 100-metre dash. Stayed in 1936.
I can't tell you the time he ran, but it was fairly quick even in those days.
Yeah, I would have thought so. The submarine Nautilus made the first undersea crossing of the North Pole on this date. I'm assuming it wanted to do that. This date in 1952. And Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain, eventually to discover America.
Ah.
Found it this date in 1492, although there were other people who were living there at the time.
To be something that you wear quite often, 1933, the world famous Mickey Mouse watch was introduced.
Oh, was it?
The timepiece sold for $2.75.
Fantastic.
Okay, be worth a fortune now if you got one of those, I would say.
All right. Germany declared war on France, First World War, 1914, and Lake Victoria, the source of the Nile, was discovered by an English explorer on the state in 1858, although, again, you would think that the people living there would have known that.
Right.
As such. Anything else?
63, the Beatles made their final appearance at the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
Oh, I've got the 294th appearance. It's not bad, is it?
And a song you might play, 1963, the comedian Alan Sherman Summon Camp parody, Hello Mudder, Hello Fudder.
Was that, what was that, recorded on this date?
Well, it was released on Warner Brothers Record on this date. Went to number 2 on the pop charts, 24th of August, 63.
Hello Mudder.
Hello,
there you go.
That was a good one.
I'll play some Tony Bennett. Yes, he is still with us. Tony Bennett
96.
Is 96.
He's still entertaining, isn't he?
He is still entertaining.
Yeah. Fantastic singer.
And not bad at it.
No.
All right, well, we'll leave you with a bit of Tony Bennett
right.
as we go. You go and make yourself happy in the pouring rain, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I'll sing Hello Mudder, Hello Father all day today now. I'll mention that.
Oh, cool. That's what we need. All right, well, here's some Tony Bennett. Because anything goes on his 96th birthday. Have a lovely day. Graham Stevens is here to entertain and inform you shortly here at Coast Access Radio.
Not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know
this program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.